This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. While most Americans were sleeping, President Biden popped up in Ukraine, telling President Zelensky,
"You and all Ukrainians, Mr. President, remind the world every single day what the meaning of the word courage is."
President Biden's quick visit came as Ukraine marks the one-year anniversary this week of Russia's invasion. President Biden saying, and we're quoting the president, "Putin's war of conquest is failing." The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Ukraine visit comes at a crucial moment in the war as Biden looks to keep allies unified in their support for Ukraine as the war is expected to intensify with both sides preparing for spring offensives. In Kyiv, the president underlines total American support.
"One year later, Kyiv stands and Ukraine stands. Democracy stands. The Americans stand with you. And the world stands with you."
Biden, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, salutes the will of the Ukrainian people. The president has announced an additional $500 million in U.S. assistance, including shells for howitzers, anti-tank missiles, air surveillance radars, and other aid, but no new advanced weaponry. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
While President Biden was in Ukraine, U.S. surveillance planes were keeping watch over Kyiv from airspace in neighboring Poland. President Biden has left Kyiv now. An angry Japan asked for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council after North Korea fired two short-range ballistic test missiles into the sea. That was this morning. Police in New Orleans say five people were shot during a Mardi Gras parade. A suspect's in custody. Well-wishers are arriving at the Carter Center in Atlanta to honor former President Jimmy Carter. He's in hospice care at his home in Georgia. This is AP News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend?
Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania has made a big opening in movie theaters this weekend.
"Everywhere I go, people tell me the same thing.
Thank you, Spider-Man."
Critics were underwhelmed. Moviegoers gave it a B on CinemaScore. But Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania is the first blockbuster of 2023. It made $104 million in its debut weekend in North American theaters, according to industry estimates. Avatar: The Way of Water is number two. It has just surpassed Titanic to become the third highest-grossing film ever. Last week's number one film, Magic Mike's Last Dance, drops to third, followed by Puss in Boots: The Last Wish and Knock at the Cabin. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A power substation fire temporarily caused outages at the Oakland International Airport and left thousands without electricity in the San Francisco Bay Area. Power's back on for most now, and the fire's out. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7-9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.